Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program at the folks who year after year support 4-H, Achievement Days, and FFA, our state's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer group of farmers who work to promote corn in the state and around the globe. Speaking of corn, it's that time of year across the state when there are more than a few pickups sitting in parking lots and along roadsides selling sweet corn. That's in addition to several farmers' markets who also offer sweet corn and a lot more. Most would agree that first meal of corn and grilled meat is always a special summer highlight. I remember as a kid in Lyman County, we raised a little bit of so-called sweet corn, but back then it was not a whole lot different than the field corn that we fed to the cattle. Today's sweet corn is truly just that. It's sweet and it's so delicious. You might be surprised to know that only 1% of the corn grown in the country is sweet corn. The other 99% is what we call field corn or dent corn, which is the corn used for ethanol, livestock, feed, and exports, to name just a few. Back to the topic of sweet corn, you're going to want to add this to your midday meal plans. South Dakota Corn will again be hosting a free sweet corn feed at the Sioux Empire Fair, which kicks off Friday, August 5th, runs through Saturday the 13th. The sweet corn feed is Friday the 12th, beginning at 11, running until they run out of those buttery ears of corn. I should tell you, South Dakota Corn will also have the amazing Corn Adventure trailer at the Sioux Empire Fair for the week, with extra staff on hand Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, which are Ag Rules Days at the fair. You know, I've volunteered at that fair, especially Ag Appreciation Day, for a lot of years. I can't begin to say enough good about the job everybody does to make the Sioux Empire Fair special. You know, if you haven't attended for a spell, I really encourage you to do just that. Now, hey, speaking of field corn, we could use some rain in so many parts of our region, as we have the potential for an awfully nice crop, but again, a shot of rain is vital. Let's think good thoughts, say a little prayer. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, you be safe in your work, think rain, and thanks for what you do.